السلام علیکم، اسلام پوڈ میں خوش آمدید، جس میں ہم ہر ہفتے آپ سے تعلق رکھنے والے معاملات اور دنیا میں رونما ہونے والے واقعات کو اسلامی نقطہ نظر سے پیش کرتے ہیں۔ اسلام پوڈ کو اپنے دوستوں اور عزیز و اقارب میں زیادہ سے زیادہ شیئر کریں۔ جزاک اللہ خیر۔
Truths are revealed as false claims unravel. Over the past 2 months or so, have we not witnessed atrocities committed upon our noble ummah? Our brothers and sisters are yelling. It is as if their screams have fallen on deaf ears and blind hearts. The armies of the great ummah seem to be in a slumber. We're absolutely disappointed. How can the lions of this ummah hear the cries of the children and stay idle? While we tear ourselves up inside and out, bereaved as if our hands are tied up. Yet the hope will always be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing is too great for Him. Since the beginning of Al-Aqsa flood, many false claims have unraveled. The most critical was uncovering the true weaknesses of the Zionist state, the fragile and broken internal force, a tiger made of paper. This angry tantrum of sequential brutal attacks on the innocent children and women only confirmed the failing of this frail entity. They don't have the ability to face armies. It can only aim at the unarmed for what is left of its power. We already know this. It's nothing new for this barbaric entity. But finally, now the whole world sees it. Has not the world witnessed the falling of the mask of the so-called democracy, exposing its real ugly face? As for the Zionists occupying our lands, we can clearly see the divisions within them. The mass political demonstrations that were held made it evident to all, resulting in inner conflict and the closing down of highways. The economic sector in the occupied land has also taken a strong hit. The technology center, architecture, agriculture, and textiles, everything has been affected by the labor shortage. Reported by the Times of Israel, is costing the occupation $2.3 billion. That is $600 million per week. Many companies have shut down due to labor shortage. The Zionist occupation is having to spend millions more to pay for the salaries of the reservists and to compensate businesses. As for the tourism industry, it's frantically dead. Oddly, there are some companies that are flourishing. According to the report published by Haaretz, the Maccabi Health Services said that the number of prescriptions it was making for antidepressants, trauma and tranquilizers had risen 20% in the first months of the war. This is just all adding more fuel to the misery, deepening the division. Another sector that was hit hard by the Al-Aqsa flood was the catastrophic failure of the media war, costing the Zionist entity billions and billions of dollars. It has so far been a useful tool for years in controlling the international narrative. One can observe that this crisis has uncovered all its pathetic scandals, manipulation and poor editing skills, all in trying to steer the world's opinion, only to save their face. And that's just severely backfired and has encouraged more and more people to discover the truth in solidarity with the good people of Gaza. It has so far been a useful tool for years in controlling the international narrative. One can observe that this crisis has uncovered all its pathetic scandals, manipulation and poor editing skills, all in trying to steer the world's opinion, only to save their face. And that's just severely backfired and has encouraged more and more people to discover the truth in solidarity with the good people of Gaza. Many international companies supporting the occupying entity have been boycotted. In exchange, more and more people has been given to local companies. I'll repeat that again. Many international companies supporting the occupied entity have been boycotted. In exchange, more and more support has been given to local companies. While discovering the truth and witnessing the courage of our steadfast brothers and sisters in Palestine, so many Westerners and others across the globe are hunting for the Noble Quran, only to know the reason behind such patience. Can you believe that some, I'll repeat that, can you believe that some stores went out of stock of the copies of the Noble Quran? People had to go out of their way to find one. It's been described as a movement. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They wish to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah will certainly perfect His light, even to the dismay of the disbelievers. The core truth in this war has been brought to the surface. The hypocrite liar and the one seeking the truth can be easily distinguished. In the West, it has been a rude awakening for Muslims. The values and morals of people we have lived with and those that we befriended and worked with for years have shown the empty souls, pure ignorance and exposed character. While in the Muslim lands, our confidence has strengthened and we can witness the khair in young and old all around us. This war has uncovered the good from the evil and the true caring guardians from the egocentric. Perhaps the most captivating occurrence so far has been the unification of the hearts of the Islamic Ummah since the demolition of the Khilafah 100 years ago. Across the globe, young Muslims have unified in body and spirit for the blessed land of Palestine and for their brothers and sisters. Many are returning to the teachings of Islam, all calling for rooted change. This war has ignited the fire of Islam into their hearts. The fire in being the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of being part of this great ummah, the fire of change. This manifestation and the truth has been made visible to the naked eye. Subhanallah. We wonder in astonishment what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden from us, what we have not yet discovered, what truths have yet to be revealed, and what falsehoods will continue to yet unravel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُوا بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. When those who disbelieve plotted against you to restrain you or kill you or evict you, they plot and Allah plots. Allah is the best of those who plot. خير الخلق كلهم.